The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly, and Richmond Graduate University can equip you with everything you need as a licensed professional counselor while integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmont.edu. That's richmont.edu.
I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells,
about residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there,
and the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle, stories about life on the inside told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Dennis O'Hare here, political contributor at 90.1 WABE, and I'm really happy to introduce a new feature that you're going to hear just over the next few months on Political Breakfast, kind of a part of it, a bonus. It is a weekly pop-up podcast called Gold Dome Scramble. It's hosted by my WABE colleague and successor on Morning Edition, Lisa Raham. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Dennis. I'm so happy about this. Thank you for letting me be a part of Political Breakfast.
Well, it's great to have you here. And of course, we know where the Gold Dome part of the podcast comes from.
Right.
It's the nickname for Georgia's state capital. And this Monday kicks off the start of Georgia's legislative session. So I assume that's what the podcast is about.
Yeah, it is. And I'm really excited about it because the Gold Dome Scramble brings the legislature to the people. And that, of course, means you. Each week we'll break things down for you to make the issues clear from the start. As each important bill gets sorted through various committees, I'll talk with various reporters from the WABE newsroom to lay out the context and explain what comes next.
And to continue the breakfast analogy, the reason this is a pop-up instead of a pop-over podcast is because it's not going to last that long because the session only meets for a few months each year.
That's right. As you know, every state sets its own legislative calendar. Some state governments, like Wisconsin, in New Jersey, they meet throughout the year. And some states, like Texas, only meet every other year. And here in Georgia, it follows a calendar similar to about 30 other states with a relatively short session. It starts on the second Monday in January and lasts just 40 work days.
Okay, so then give us a quick preview. What are the big issues this year?
Let's start with teacher pay raises, for one. Governor Kemp is still short $2,000 on that promised $5,000 pay raise for teachers. But the state budget is very, very tight. In fact, it's even short for this year. So it's going to be interesting to see if teachers will get more pay. And speaking of the budget shortfall, the governor is pushing for hundreds of millions of dollars to be cut from state agencies because Georgia law says we're not allowed to run a deficit.
Right.
Dennis.
So it's a shortfall. They got a balance at the end. But one of the reasons that the revenue is so short, or projected to be so short, is because there was a tax cut passed last year, an income tax cut for top earners, and there's another one on the calendar for this year. They'll have to vote on it. There's going to be big debate on that. There's also gang-related crackdown legislation. There's also possible casino gambling, and you know there are
there's
a few more.
There's been talk about that. Yeah, gun rights, the religious freedom bill, and adoption reforms could also come up.
Okay, and you'll hear of the preview or rundown of all of this in the first episode, which drops this Monday.
That's right, Dennis. Each week, I'll be joined by some of WABE's talented team of reporters, including State House reporters Emma Hurt and Emil Moffitt, healthcare reporter Sam Whitehead, and education reporter Martha Dalton, just to name a few.
A stellar cast, indeed.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
This will all fold into what Theron Johnson and Brian Robinson do on Political Breakfast, and they can add to that, of course, with their own slightly politically motivated strategic perspectives, which really take you behind the scenes. And so it'll be a really nice compliment to what they do. So to wrap up, what do you want folks to get from this podcast?
Well, here's why you have to listen to Gold Dome Scramble. I can tell you how many people are confused about how the process works. We hear about it during the legislative session. They want to understand it better. So we want this to be for you, the listener, to make this whole legislative process user-friendly, so to speak. You'll be able to understand everything that's happening under the Gold Dome from beginning to end.
So Political Breakfast dropping on Friday, Gold Dome Scramble dropping on Monday. This is going to be...
We're serving up a lot, aren't we, Dennis?
We are. It's a smorgasbord. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you for having us.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause. And rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
The Gold Dome Scramble podcast is now plugged in, a WABE politics podcast. New name, same in-depth, on-the-ground reporting from us, WABE politics reporters Sam Greenglass and Raul Bally. We'll cover local, state, and national politics as we go beyond the headlines with journalists, voters, and politicians. New episodes drop Fridays starting April 26th. Listen and subscribe at WABE.org or your favorite podcast platform.